We're reading from Sefer Hakhsharat Avrichim, and the koshering, the preparation of the young wise students. Avrich has come to mean in modern Hebrew a young married student of yeshiva. I'm not sure that's what the Pesachner Rebbe means. Nevo Asharim Lechovat Avrichim, Tzav Veziruz. Those are the three compilations that are together here. And we're going to begin with Hakhsharat Avrichim. Me'et, it was compiled by Kvod Kedushat Adonenu Morenu V'Rabbeinu, whatever. Kedosh Yisrael, Rosh Legulat Ariel, Butzina Dinhor Hasida Ofrisha, Banshak V'Chu, Hakadosh, Arav, Klonimus, Kalmish, Shapira, Hashem Inkom Damo. Ha'av Betin, he was the head of the court of Piasetzna, and he was the one who wrote Chovat HaTalmidim. He was the son of the Rebbe, Rav Elimelech Grodzisk, who wrote the book Imrei Elimelech and Divrei Elimelech. And he was the Chatan, the son-in-law, of Rav Yerachmiel Moshe, the Magid Meisharim, the head of the court of Koznitz. Now we'll begin. Should we read the printer's introduction? No? You sure? Maybe we'll read it. We'll give us some background. With Begilu Virada, with fear and trepidation, Hinenu Modim Ma'alim Hashem, we thank and praise God. May he be blessed that we merited to print the books Hakhsharat Avrichim, Mevo Asharim, Tzav Veziruz, the works of our rabbi of Piasechna. May his blood be avenged. And he hid them in the depths of the earth in Ghetto Varsha in the days of God's anger in the year Tafshin Gimen. Our lips are poor from being able to express the feelings of our heart that these holy works were saved from the place of plunder in such an extraordinary way. After the destruction of the Jewish home, the house of Israel in Poland, after most of the Hasidic rabbis' homes and teachings were destroyed, this is a little bit of consolation and comfort that we can spread his light to other people. And this was what he wanted till his last day in the depths of sorrow. And when he didn't want to leave his herd in the days of the destruction, he strengthened them in his sayings, the sayings that are printed in the Eish Kodesh, in the faith in Hashem, and Kiddush Shem Shemaim, making God's name holy, as he requested in his will, in which he asks that his works be printed and spread throughout the Jewish people. And he promises that anyone that learns them, the merits of the Rebbe's forefathers, will stand by that person and his home now and in the future. The following manuscript was found in the archives of Ringelbaum in Warsaw, and we attained it through Rav David Hollander from New York, etc., etc., etc. And now we want to declare that a few years before the war broke out, the Rebbe was busy writing the great work Chovat Avrichim, this work that we're going to learn. And this is the crown of his works. And we're learning Hakhsharat Avrichim, not Chovat Avrichim. I'm sorry. And the works that we have, Hakhsharat Avrichim, Mevo Asharim, are somewhat of an introduction to that work, which we're not yet up to. And the purpose of the Sefer was to enter the hidden rooms of the soul and help fix the soul and raise it before God, as he is explained in his book Mevo Asharim, the end of the 9th chapter. That book was not finished, and we have never attained it, that book of Chovat Avrichim. I think today we do have it, no? This was written 5 years ago. For some reason I think we have it now. I think they did find it. In the end of his work, Eish Kodesh, the words of Torah that the Rebbe said in the depths of the Holocaust, we added a small compilation explaining his history. And when we were about to print this book, we thought that it's important to at least write a little bit of a description of who he was. On the 19th of Iyar, oh, we just passed his Yahrzeit. He was born, and his father was Rav Elimelech, the eldest of the rabbis, the rabbis in Poland, the one who compiled the Imre Elimelech and the Divrei Elimelech. His grandfather was Rav Chaim Meir Yechiel, who was called the angel, the Sarah from Mogulnitsa, and he was the grandson of the Maggid of Koznitz and Rabbi Elimelech Milzansk. From his mother, he was a grandson of the Rabbi from Chanchin and the Chozem in Lublin, and the one who compiled the Marva Shemesh, and he was named after him. And his lineage goes back all the way to David HaMelech. His grandfather loved him a lot, and from the day he was born, he set up someone whose responsibility was to wash his hands every morning when he awoke. So even as a baby, his hands were washed. When people would come to him with difficult questions, so he said that they should take the note in which they wrote their difficult requests and put it under the pillow of his young son. And he was 2 years old. And he used to say that this son, the Piaseczny Rebbe, has the countenance of his grandfather, the Marva Shemesh, the Holy One. Before he was 3 years old, things already got bad. His father passed away, and the village of Grodzinsk was orphaned. And this young orphan also grew up knowing he didn't have a father. And from there he had to find his own way. And he overcame these difficulties and ensured holiness for Hashem. The Hasidim looked at him with fear and awe, and they saw the ways that he had gone, the ways of his grandfathers. He'd wake up early in the morning and stay up late at night learning Torah, and they saw how quietly he was learning and growing, and how he was warm with everyone, and people felt close to him. So they looked to him, I guess, to be the Rebbe. And that's where he started shining, this young star. The elders automatically brought him into their council once he started growing up, and his grandfather also saw to teach him and talked to him Divrei Torah. But his main chinuch he got from Rabbi Yochmiel Moshe Mikoznitz, the grandson of the Rebbe Mikoznitz, and that's where he got all his springs of knowledge. Every day he grew in holiness and in the service of Hashem in prayer, and that's where he'd pour out his nefesh that was in turmoil, and everyone saw the potential this young child had. When he was 13 years old, the Hasidic Rebbe Rabbi Yochmiel Moshe took him as a son-in-law. And even though they made the shidduch when he was 13, he married the girl when he was 16, and then he went over to Koznitz and was supported by his father-in-law. For 4 years he learned there, supported by his father-in-law, and that's where he got the training to guide a congregation. And then his father-in-law passed away. His sons took over the Rebbehood in the town, and his son-in-law moved to Piasetzna, and over there he started being the Rebbe. He was 20 years old when he started being the Rebbe of Piasetzna, and the rest we're going to skip. We'll start the book. Sefer Hashrat HaAvrichim, the preparation of the young wise students. Introduction. Before everyone, I thank, I praise, in every term of thanks, and in every term of praise, and every term of exalting, to Hashem may be blessed, who is existent, He is the single creator, the one who causes everything to turn, and fills all the worlds. He is the one that has compassion and mercy, I thank him for all the kindness that he's done with me and my home and my children and all those that are with us and all of Israel in this world and in the upper worlds. May Hashem have mercy upon us from now, even those that are not fitting and not worthy. And may Hashem have compassion over us in this world and in the upper worlds. The kindness that is revealed and the redemptions, the good redemptions and comforts that God gives, and may we speedily merit for a complete redemption to the light of Mashiach out of breath and kindness. And so too my thanking and praising and exalting God that with his great kindness he merited, he allowed me to reprint this compilation of Chovat HaTalmidim, and I could teach it throughout Israel. And being that we saw that Baruch Hashem, the first printing, a lot of people learned it and gained from it, and we know that the Holy Sfarim taught us that any time people are aroused to the Torah of Hashem and his service, so that is a bringing close of the guf, nefesh, ruach, neshama of the Jewish person to Hashem, and therefore with the schut of the Jewish people coming close to Hashem, may God's kindness and mercy that is great come over us to bring us close, the Rebbe is saying, and to purify us to God's holiness, to his Torah and his service. Us and all of the Jewish people in this world and in the upper worlds, out of happiness and breath and out of tranquility and pleasantness and love and fear and the redemption of Israel in general and each person specifically. And now, they're asking me to add words in this printing to what I've said before. And they're right, because it can't be that a base medrash doesn't have new things to give out. And therefore, I wrote this new version, which speaks about the ways of Hasidim more than I did in Chovat HaTalmidim, and how a person can prepare himself for that and for the service of Hashem, and how a person can get accustomed to it actually. And this is going to be a rung on the ladder of Hasidut that we pray to Hashem that he should allow us to stand up this ladder. And that's why we call this writing the preparation of the Avrichim, because in the previous writing we started explaining how you teach young children how to teach them Hasidut. And in this one that we started writing, we started speaking clear with specifics and length of what is the obligation of the young scholars. And being that I've been so busy and things are so difficult, that this got delayed, may this short version be a help for the young scholars to grow. And it should be like a handle that allows them to grab onto Hasidut and get closer to Hashem. And now, only someone who learned Chovat HaTalmidim with the three articles can learn this work. And it's good that whoever learned Chovat HaTalmidim in the first printing will review it again, because in this printing we fix certain things that are relevant to understanding this work. Good thing we read the introduction. So, shouldn't we go back to Chovat HaTalmidim?
I don't know, because Chovat HaTalmidim is pretty, it's a great work, but it's, I think it's okay to although it says you should know this, it's really for kids. Maybe we're on the level of kids, but I don't know.
What do you say, Lars?
I also think they can speak it.
Yeah? Okay, so you're outvoted, whatever you say.
I would even agree that you're right.
Okay.
So we have a total...
I disagree with you guys, but okay. Asherat
Avrichim. And the other way we say is that in Rabbi Sita's class, we learned it already once.
Ah, so that's what I thought you'd say. Okay.
Not only once, but once and a half.
Okay.
Hakshirat
Avrichim, the preparation of the young scholars, the first chapter. B'min etchil hakshir otan. How do we start? Preparing ourselves. So you know what? Let's just start a new recording. So I'll have one introduction.